Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Are we
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't think Ice Spice has a personality. I think Ice Spice is playing an image.
I just can't get over the bar. He called me poopy like I need a diaper.
I feel like Ice Spice lacks the capacity and the ability to make a good record. It reads more like a lack of effort than anything.
I think that she need to leave Cardi alone. Ice Spice, especially after listening to this album, she shouldn't be thinking about, she shouldn't say nothing to start with a C.
At this time last year, Ice Spice seemed like she was primed to take over the rap game and barrage the legends of female rap. After initially being written off as a novelty, she suddenly had co-signs from Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift, and others. And within only a matter of months since she arrived on the scene, the self-proclaimed rap girl on the charts looked like she'd overcome the odds to become a superstar.
It's gonna be like, oh, she a one-hit wonder, ra-ra-ra, but it's like, now what? Two-hit wonder? Like, the fuck?
But these days, things aren't looking so good. With her monthly listeners dropping and the public growing tired of not just her repetitive formula, but also her behavior, it seems like Ice's reign as the rap girl on the pop charts might be nearing its end. In fact, it might have already happened. Today, we're about to dive into how Ice Spice went from having the hip-hop audience in the palm of her hands to having damn near the entire industry wanting nothing to do with her. At the moment, Ice Spice's team is likely in panic mode. Just 2 years on from signing a deal with 10K Projects and Capital, the rapper from the Bronx who became a superstar with her song Munch, the Nicki Minaj-aided Princess Diana, a placement on the Barbie soundtrack, and a whole lot of twerking, finally released her debut album titled Y2K. Even though fans thought it would be a terrible idea for her to put a literal trash can on the album cover, which may have foreshadowed their feedback, she remained optimistic about what was to come before its release.
I feel everything. I'm feeling everything about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All at one time?
All at once.
So what does this album say about you?
It's really just all in there for you to like listen and see, you know? I don't want to like spoil nothing, but I'm feeling very rich, very fab, very like myself.
Now, that may have seemed like a vague description of the record, but when the project dropped, it became clear that she wasn't underselling it, and that this was truly the full extent of what she had to offer. And as it turned out, the record's release couldn't have came at a worse time. Since June of 2023, Ice Spice had lost a whopping 25 million listeners on the Spotify platform. So it wasn't the dream rollout that her management likely planned for. But even then, they would never have imagined how badly Y2K flopped when it dropped on July 20th. Debuting at number 18 on the charts, the record sold just 28K in its first week. And right away, the same public who elevated her to stardom were ready to clown her. 20K with the machine backing you up is crazy. All that ass shaking and only sold 20K? Initially, I tried to play it off as though it weren't a
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Cause for concern, comparing the sales to that of her debut EP to make it look like there was some form of progression. My last album did 15K, so thank you to everyone who supported then, and thank you to all the new supporters. These numbers are cool and all, but bitch, you should have seen that Boston crowd last night. Now, make no mistake, this was far from good, for her image at least. A year after being one of the hottest things in the game, she pulled in similar returns to JT of the City Girls' debut album. And that's crazy considering everyone pretty much already decided she had fallen off a long time ago. Dropped on the same weekend, JT's City Cinderella sold 26K, which was just 2,000 less than Ice Spice. And that was without the prestige features from artists like Travis Scott, Gunna, and the UK rap sensation Sandro C, who will also play a small role in Ice's downward spiral that I'll detail in the latter half of this video. The album's subpar performance wasn't just something her haters reveled in. Her fans were very disappointed in what they heard as well. With users commenting, "The Pooh lines need to go. I loved her last album and her other songs, but this album was not good at all. She mentions shit every other song and put the title of her album on a trash can. Does she even like her own music?" Critics didn't buy it either, viewing it as just a collection of tracks that didn't differ from what we had already come to expect from her output.
"And now that we're here, it feels like such a nothing burger. The hooks are basic, the features are forgettable, the instrumentals, I would say, are pretty typical for her at this point. The biggest bangers on this thing have been out for months now, and the entire track list is a very trim 10 songs that span only just a mere 23 minutes. She's obviously not trying to make a splash with this thing in terms of giving fans a lot of material to go off of. And comparatively, the deluxe version of her recent Like EP is longer. Though I have no doubt on some level we are going to see a deluxe version of this because, you know, marketing. But yeah, for the most part, Y2K just kind of feels like an album in name and in name only."
At the minute, Ice Spice's music career is now at an all-time low, with hip-hop basically treating her as though she's already irrelevant. But this isn't a sudden drop off of a cliff. Instead, it's a byproduct of her refusing to give any more effort and assuming that the fame that she got was birthright, rather than luck and timing. That's because her album Y2K came off the backing of recent singles like Think You the Shit underperforming.
"Think you the shit, bitch? You not even the fuck. Ha, I be going hard."
Although it amassed nearly 30 million views on YouTube, the problem was just that it was the same old, same old. And it generally left people confused about the direction she was heading in.
"I thought this was a joke when I first heard the snippet. I thought it was a meme song. It had the SpongeBob filter on it or whatever it was. I thought it was a joke. I didn't know she had plans on actually releasing this. I'm not excited, you know? And I feel like we need to have an honest conversation."
Obviously, the song wasn't particularly...
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Good, nor did it push forward the sound that she introduced with Munch and Deli. Initially though, the argument was that she could get away with it because no one really saw her as a legitimate rapper to begin with.
"This song ass. It is, this song ass. And so, the situation is basically how memeable the song is gonna be, you know? If the song is ass but it's still funny or fun, then it's alright, it's cool. You know what I mean? Because most people ain't taking Ice Spice that seriously as an artist. She made a couple good records, you know what I'm saying? She's allowed some ass music in the whole little you know what I'm saying, ecosystem of her discography. She's allowed some ass music, you feel me?
Unfortunately for Ice, it's now clear as day that her claims on tracks like In Ha Mood about racking up 1 million views in a day were starting to become far from accurate. It's not as if Ice Spice is clueless about how the game works, because when she first emerged, she revealed that her father had schooled her on it while she was growing up.
And your dad used to bar it up back in the day. He was an underground rapper.
Yeah.
Do we know who he was? Would I know him?
I don't know if you would know him. He used to be with like DJ Doo-Wop.
Yeah, of course.
And like, yeah, like on some underground, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
Real early, like in the Bronx.
Yeah.
You feel me?
90s?
Early 2000s. Real
got
early.
It. And so is that how seeing him, was that you're kind of like, ooh,
yeah, this is something I want to do? I'm not going to lie, because like in the crib or on the way to school and everything, he would be on some, let me hear something. And always trying to like, feel me, like push me to do something. Yeah. And
that's tight.
Or like if I would tell him about girls that I didn't really put in school, he would be like, write a rap about them. So shout out to him.
But even with that kind of background in a culture where you always need to be evolving, she was content to just coast by on the success of Munch for a while. Because as long as people were still on board with it and talking about her, there seemed to be no cause for concern. Particularly when people who you'd never assume would be part of her quote-unquote munchkins were rocking with her.
Ice Spice is here, the munch girl.
Yeah, it's the munch girl.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you? That nigga's a munch. Nigga's a eater, he eat it for lunch.
You said that a little too spicy.
I like that song.
I
like her.
But ultimately, it was a move that a lot of people immediately thought was a bad decision.
I kind of feel like Ice Spice is being set up to fail. You know, I don't know how that new project is shaping up right now, because obviously there is going to be an album at some point. Like, obviously somebody is, you know, pushing for her to make a project. But I feel like just kind of parading her around in multiple places is to just perform like the one song and maybe another track that people are kind of clowning on the internet is not.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
You know, the best way to kind of like secure the longevity of her career.
That said, the music was only ever one part of the equation for Ice, and it was something she seemed to be aware of. However, the fact that she chose to pursue that image-focused approach ended up limiting the attention her rhymes received. Straight away, people seemed to be thirsting after her and her massive butt. However, by leading with that hypersexualized image from the start of her career, it meant that's all that a lot of people wanted from her. And sometimes, it was all she was willing to give. For example, when she was recently asked to freestyle by Kai Cenat on stream in front of hundreds of thousands of viewers, she opted to twerk instead of showing off her talents and potentially gaining some new fans. At other times, the people she's collaborated with have made it obvious that they're more interested in her physical assets than in her actual music.
So if you just shoot me your number through DM.
I got you. I'ma drop a song tonight on SoundCloud.
Hey, we'll talk.
All right.
Okay.
That.
I bet. You don't give a fuck about that song. Bitch, DM me.
Because she was constantly objectified and reduced to just her body, people had been anticipating her fall off for a long time. 7 months ago, a Reddit user started a debate where he asked how long it would take for Ice Spice to fall off, claiming that all she had to offer was ass and that the music would eventually speak for itself. And when someone tried to argue that the entire industry was backing her up, so she'll be alright, she was then compared to Saweetie, who, despite having over 13 million Instagram followers and even a McDonald's meal dedicated to her, couldn't sell more than 2,000 copies of her album first week. It seems that the moment where her music became the main focus never quite arrived. Instead, the fascination with both her tracks and her twerking has gradually faded. Being known for your aesthetic over your artistry is always a hard thing to navigate in itself. But with Ice Spice, that's really only been half of the battle. Because over the past year, she's had a whole lot of bad press, which has taken her from someone you root for to an entitled artist who's maybe bought into her own hype a little too hard. Ever since she emerged, Ice Spice had to fend off rumors that she was an industry plant. And whether or not she is, what didn't help was when her producer Riot was accused of essentially bribing fans into buying her music to give it an inorganic boost up the charts. Accused is actually the wrong word. It would be easier to say that he got caught red-handed and then tried to cover his tracks. This was brought to light from a user on X who showed this tweet that dates back to April of 2023, where Riot said, "Which big munchkin account or barb account can I trust to distribute funds for y'all to buy Princess Diana?" If you're acquainted with hip-hop culture, you know that there's nothing fans like less than inauthenticity. And when it was revealed that the same producer who'd been with her from the start of her career was the son of Hot 97's DJ Enough, it really didn't help. Then, there was another surefire way to create...
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Negative controversy in hip-hop create a satanic panic. After she linked up with Taylor Swift for the remix of Tay Tay's track Karma, it naturally gave her career a boost. And soon, they were hanging out together at events such as the Super Bowl. But it was at that event that she truly ended up on a global radar for all the wrong reasons.
I don't know if I'm tripping or not, but is that an upside down cross, bro? It breaks my heart because I love Ice Spice. Like, I actually enjoy her music. Like, as you guys see here, they're at the game right now. They keep showing her on, and I swear that's an upside down cross.
Because of the backlash, this elevated and diminished her career all in one. Instantly, her behavior was under a microscope. And soon, there was about to be plenty of friction that would leave people thinking that she was fundamentally not a good person. Or, at the very least, that fame had corrupted her. Around a year into her career, the story started coming out thick and fast. Like stuffing a hairstylist who happily aired her out on Instagram when she said, "I was supposed to do Ice Spice's tour and they sent me a wig order. And then they called me again to add more, and then it was time to pay. They didn't have the budget. You really disappointed me when you asked for those tour units for free. 20,000 in wigs for no promo at that." It wasn't just hairstylists she had drama with. When she found herself beefing with her former best friend Baby Stormy, things escalated pretty quickly. Stormy revealed text messages where Ice was allegedly throwing shade at Nicki Minaj, despite Nicki having helped her land the Barbie collab feature. "She's kinda like my mom, ungrateful and delusional. I cut her off." This wouldn't be the only exchange she would have like this, as Ice seemed to be throwing shade at other artists on various tracks. Recently, there was her alleged shots at Cardi B on BB Belt, where she referenced not only her plastic surgery, but hinted towards Offset sliding into her DMs too, spitting, "Think she pretty, but changing her face. Falling behind like, bitch, pick up your pace. It was funny till I took her place. Her man calling, but I'd be like, who's this?" In response, Cardi B told the world that she would get her lick back on her upcoming album. Then, there were her issues with Lotto, the person who the song "Think You the Shit" is apparently about. Apparently, Ice Spice felt like she was shading her in a snippet, so Ice went on the attack.
"I'm in the back of your weak ass snippet. Like, that's why, right. I was
confused." Literally, like.
So I was like, wait a second, that's me? So I'm like, okay, since we're talking about me, let's talk about me. And I dropped that. It was really just a snippet, just be bold. So I was like, oh, we're being bold today.
She then doubled down on the track Gimme a Light from Y2K, where she referred to Lotto as a failure. Bitches be losing the plot, and that's how I got to the top. And no, I don't got any ops. Like, why would I beef with a flop? But with sales of 29,000 and 28,000 each for their last albums, there really is no telling who's falling off harder. Another drama that majorly impacted the public perception of Ice Spice was her manufactured relationship with Central C, who featured her on the track Did It First. If you're not familiar,
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Track is all about cheating, and they took it to another level by pretending to be a couple online before the truth was revealed.
Wait, pasta. Some pasta. Is that UK?
You know, that's that Kelly hash though, straight from the B.
Don't push me down the steps now.
However, one person who wasn't made aware of what they were doing was influencer and Central C's ex, Madeline Argy. In the aftermath, she was left so heartbroken by it that she didn't eat for 5 days.
My ex-boyfriend kind of publicly violated me through the means of using me as a pawn in his PR stunt and also not informing me of his PR stunt, which was to essentially make it look like he's sleeping with another girl.
To make matters worse, the whole thing backfired, and the audience those antics were intended for rejected them and sided with his ex instead. Finally, we have the cherry on top, and that is the expose led by her former friend, Cleo Trappa. Recently, fellow NY rapper Cleo went on tour with Ice Spice, and the whole thing was a disaster from the get-go. Alongside claiming that Ice Spice is actually dating her producer Riot, she spoke about how she had to pay for her own meals on tour as well as not getting paid at all. From there, she suggested that ever since Ice got famous, there is something demonic going on.
Bro, that girl, she needs to be saved. Like, I don't know if she was always like that, if it's Hollywood, but Hollywood never changed me. But Nikki was very, very correct when she said, ain't no friends in the game. But me thinking like, oh, like, I was cool with Ice, like, before all of this, da-da-da-da, I didn't think, like, she was gonna be a weirdo over time.
Once on tour, she discovered a bag she had left in Ice Spice's dressing room was placed outside. She later discovered that $700 had been spent on her credit card. After she complained about it, Ice became hostile towards her.
I learned that this situation where I said something about my bags was the reason why I got mistreated the entire tour after that. And I had no idea that she was so tight at me for saying something. Because she's the type of person who doesn't like to be set. She doesn't want anything said to her. She feels too big. She feels too highly. She's on her high horse. Nobody can say nothing to her. But that's the type of person I wouldn't want as a friend. Like, I don't want a friend that I can't tell about themselves. Like, I can't tell you about yourself because you're famous. Like, that's sick.
Straight away, people rinsed Ice for it, and it seemed like people were really sick of all of her antics. Every story about Ice Spice is terrible. You're not that talented to be this mean. She's got the performing presence of a staple. Facts. And she doesn't have a strong fan base to fall back on.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Ice did try and fight her corner afterwards, but it seems like no one really wants to hear it.
Crashing out is sad, you guys. Like, the scary part of fame, honestly, is the moment that somebody feels like they can no longer use your platform, or like they're not getting exactly what they want out of a situation the way that they want it,
You know what I mean? It's like, that's when they decide to crash out every single time. You got less than 10,000 listeners and I'm sharing my stage with you and you feeling so entitled. Like,
she also got some shots in there, including calling her out for eating too much.
How we was at an Italian restaurant and you ate so much fucking food, you fucking vacuum, that the server was like, where did the food go?
Even then, Cleo still had the upper hand, hitting her with the Uno reverse card. Imagine being called big by someone that was just big. I'm going to bed, bro. Ozempic got y'all gassed and fat phobic now? Bet. Left without any support from anyone other than her diehard fans, Ice Spice is now facing a world where she is no longer just the cute girl that everyone was happy to let have her 15 minutes of fame. Instead, her continued presence in the culture has meant that she's now a punchline, subject to endless parody.
She thinks she's so awesome. She sticks like a possum. Her man on my DM so fast. Poopy, poopy, out my ass. I'm a freak, not a bop. I take your man just a boom and a pop. My bitch is like Dookie. Dookie. It just won't stop.
Although things look dark right now, this isn't necessarily a complete death sentence for Ice Spice. But any hope for her being respected by the culture seems to be long gone. Even after her album flopped, academics felt like it was just a symptom of where the industry is at. And if anything, it was mismanagement that led this to happen.
It's crazy because we're getting into this time where the album is becoming less and less valued. Yet, in all of these contracts these artists are signing, it doesn't say drop two singles and then we give you more money. It says, when you drop the album, we need the album. And it's kind of crazy because they're still holding these artists who I don't think are album artists to an album requirement. I think that this doesn't help Ice Spice. Her selling 20K first week, whether it was an EP or whatever, it breaks the illusion of how hot you think she is.
When it comes to Ice, the draw is social media posts and catchy hits. And rarely is it ever a body of work.
You go on her Instagram, let's say her last post. You look at the likes, you look at the numbers, the engagement. You know, 1.1 million likes. You look at these numbers and they look so fucking insane. That you're like, damn, these artists are so lit. And that's why I said dropping an album doesn't help someone like her. Find a new gimmick for a new song. You know, every time she drops a song, there's like almost a new gimmick. When she was going at Lotto, you're not even a shit, you're not even a fart. That was that gimmick.
Rather than being a standout artist who could be the next Nicki or Cardi, she's seen as just one of an array of females.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Female rappers, whose entire shtick has always been limited and requires industry trickery to properly maintain. But once you start flopping, there's nowhere to hide anymore.
The Ice Spices, the JTs, the Sexy Reds, I think it's better off when they just give us singles, because they give us the best of what would be on an album. Rather than these artists, they're not giving us substance, they're just giving us fillers for an album. So you might as well just have them give you the single, because the single is going to be the hottest ones out of the bunch. Artists like these, I hope they just abolish this, you know, feeling like they have to give an album, or at least a label doesn't rewrite these deals. Because when Ice Spice sells 20K, it breaks the brainwashing of the fan that she's so hot. Because what labels are really good at doing is creating, this is the hot thing, and if you're not tuned in, it's FOMO.
Fantano felt the same, believing that she'll pivot even further away from music, to the point that it will just be one of those things she does, along with getting the bag from brand deals and other social media content.
Overall, I kind of feel like this record is proof of how much for Ice Spice and her brand, an album really truly does not matter. And that's kind of the thing. I don't want to say that this record is bad or is underwhelming, because I feel like Ice Spice lacks the capacity and the ability to make a good record. Really, to me, on the surface, it reads more like a lack of effort than anything. Something she had to ceremoniously go through the motions of in order to get back to focusing on what actually brings her success success and attention. And that would be singles, that would be performances, that would be viral social media moments and crossovers, traditional media blitzes as well, and that's pretty much it.
Basically, her posts are going platinum, even when her records aren't. Better known as something closer to an influencer than an actual hip-hop artist, it seems like the path left for Ice Spice is to steer into her online clout, rather than thinking she's going to be an icon in the rap game.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
After all, she's just one of many rappers who blew up on TikTok.